Now, the Unconformity crew is putting on an epic drive-in cinema at the heart of the West Coast, Tasmania, on the 28th of October, and it's being held for over 3 days. And to tell us all about it, I'm now joined by the artistic director, Travis Tiddy, from the Unconformity. Good morning, Travis. What a great event. I'm sure it'll be bringing back plenty of memories from a different time.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone's got a nostalgic sort of memory of drive-in cinemas, yeah. Or if they haven't. You know, I haven't grown up in Queenie. I can't remember one in my time in Queenie, which was the 80s sort of thing. But I think people, you know, generally know what drive-in cinemas are about, and they're good fun. So we thought we'd try our hand at doing one.
I'm in the same boat, mate. Growing up in Launceston, we didn't have a drive-through in the 80s either. So I know exactly what you mean. But they were around, apparently. So maybe people older than us will know. But anyway, look, where's it being held, mate?
Well, we wanted somewhere pretty stunning and logistically pretty helpful for putting on something of this scale. So we're doing it at the Queenstown Aerodrome.
Wow.
So I guess most people listening might have a handle on where that is, but it's about 6 kilometres outside of Queenie and on the way to Strawn.
Yeah.
And it's a really open-air space, pretty stunning landscape. You know,
yeah.
You're out of the Queenie Valley. You can sort of see the mountains all around, and it's huge. And we're going to put an 18-metre wide screen in the middle of the runway, and we're going to have sound coming from that screen directly to car radios. And, it's going to be pretty specky, we think.
Ah, excellent. Actually, come to think of it, I don't think there's been anything operational at that airstrip for a long time, not that I'm aware of. So what a fantastic place to actually open up for this.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, I guess speaks to the way in which we try and do things slightly differently.
Yes.
You know, on the West Coast, we did look at the footy field, but, you know, you can't get vehicles on there because
no.
It turns up the playing surface. So the next best bet was, well, why don't we try the old airport? And it is still used. You know, it's not used for medical evacuation. Strawn's used for that, so there's no risk there. It is used by light aircraft. But if you go through the proper protocols, you can do the bookings and... Yeah, we think it's going to be just a signature event for the West Coast, which will be good.
Excellent. All right, tell me what movies are being shown.
Well, it's on for 3 nights, and we'll show two movies. If you think of it as two sessions, so there's an earlier session for the first 2 nights, which are PG films, and then a later session with a second film, which is more mature, MA.
Okay.
So the PG films on Friday night, we've got Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You know, that's a Steven Spielberg film. It's pretty foundational in the whole science fiction world. One of the first, you know, big sci-fi films to come out. So that's iconic. You know, that's going to be
yeah.
pretty impressive on the big screen. And then on the Saturday night, we've got a film, the first PG film kicking off is called Explorers. And this one's from 1985. It's got the debut of River Phoenix and Ethan Hawke, who are pretty well known, you know. And it's a bit like The Goonies in outer space. So it's a little bit more of a niche film, but it's very family-friendly. It's kids sort of building their own spaceship, going into outer space, a lot of puppet aliens. So we think that's good fun as well. And then on the second sessions for the Friday and the Saturday nights, we've got a film called The Nightingale, and that follows this, redemptive story of somebody who was around in the sort of Black War era of this sort of colonising era of Tasmania, and she sort of travels the state on a revenge journey after her family were killed. And it shows, you know, truthful Aboriginal history, and people are speaking Palawakani, which is the language of First Nations people here in the state. And it's going to look pretty stunning on the screen. You know, it's got an element of truth-telling and trauma in the story, so we are putting a content warning on it. But for people who want to go and see that, it's a pretty important film and important story to tell. And then on the Saturday night, we've got Mad Max, Fury Road, which is, you know, I think most people know Mad Max.
Yes.
That's going to be the big popcorn flick, and, you know, it's post-apocalyptic. You know, it's going to look so good on the big screen. And we think we'll get a few people in for that. And then it's finishing off on the Sunday night. We've got The Tale of Ruby Rose, which is a standalone film that night, which again, follows the story of somebody in the early 1900s who does a pretty perilous journey across the central highlands of Tassie. So we wanted to bring some of the Tassie stories and Tassie landscape into the films as well.
Well, I think it's great that you've got a mixture of the long films and the short films as well.
Yeah, so sort of accompanying all those big, feature films, we've got little documentaries, we've got films that are about Tassie, some films about the West Coast, some are 5 minutes, some are 10, 15. And then alongside those, we've got some works by artists as well, which are videos and films, film mashups, little documentaries, little music videos. So it's going to go well into the evening, into the early morning. It's like a 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m. finish. But we just want to use this screen while we've got it and just have some really stunning images put into the West Coast landscape.
And I believe food will be available on the night as well?
Yeah, there will. There'll be sort of vegetarian and meat burgers, and there'll be drinks, soft drinks. We'll have popcorn.
Yeah.
It is a non-alcoholic event, given the road-based nature of the event. TAS Police said, look, it's probably not appropriate to sell alcohol there, so we're following those guidelines.
Okay.
But, from our perspective, people can come out. They'll be able to bring a snack with them or buy a snack there. And from a COVID point of view, everyone's in their vehicle as well.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good point, isn't it?
Social distance will be a problem. So
yes.
Yeah.
But no, you've still got protocols in place, though, haven't you?
We do, yeah. We put so much work into last year's England. That festival needed the Director of Public Health to sign off on our COVID safety plan,
yes.
And he did so without any amendments. And, we've been doing that for a while, so we'll follow all the protocols and make sure it's safe for everybody.
Excellent. Was it you that came up with the idea, and how did the idea come about? Because I think it's quite original, really.
Well, we were looking into it in 2020. So when COVID was starting to limit physical events from happening, we thought, geez, it'll be good fun to put on a drive-in cinema. But we didn't do it in the end. We did an online version of UnTV. And now, 3 years later, we're at a point where we had to cancel last year's festival, and, that was pretty traumatic. And we thought, well, for West Coasters, how can we do something this year?
Mm.
And so that's where we thought, well, let's bring this idea back. And let's see if we can do something a bit original and a bit fun. So that's where it all came from. And, we were pretty devastated when we had to take the festival away after everyone.
We all were, I think, mate, yeah.
So we were like, well, instead of waiting for the next one two years down the track, let's try something else next year. So that's the thought process behind it.
Excellent. Now, I believe tickets started to go on sale late September. I believe tickets would still be available.
They are, yeah. So the way we're doing it is we're charging per vehicle. So, you can fit a family of five or six, or if you've got a people mover, seven people into a vehicle, and you're only paying the single ticket for the vehicle. So if you go along for one film, that's $35 for the one vehicle, irrespective of how many people are in it. If you go along for two films for the full night, that's $50. And we've also got a shuttle which will take people out. And that's $20. And the people who go out on shuttle can go out and watch one or two films and bring your own picnic chair and rug. And that's a $20 ticket. So all those tickets are available off our website. And, you can just sort of reiterate, you can bring as many people as you want per vehicle within legal limits. So it's just the one ticket to make it easy.
Great. Well, I think it's a great idea. Well done. Something I'm sure that will bring the West Coast community together. Are all the details up on the website?
Yeah, they are. So the website is untv.theunconformity.com.au. And we're also distributing programs throughout the West Coast today and tomorrow. So they'll be pretty widespread. So, there's about 1,500 programs that are going to be spread far and wide, and there'll be more information there. But if people have any other questions, don't hesitate to contact us. The details are on our website.
Great to talk to you today, Travis. Thank you for joining us.
Cheers, mate.
Travis Titty, the artistic director from the Unconformity, joining us this morning. What a great event held between the 28th and 30th of October. West Coast 7XS.